Okay, good morning, everybody. So we're continuing on in our discussion of this really fascinating rule-breaking halacha that Mekar Adin B'dinei Mamonos, of course, never in Dinei Nefashos, as long as you're not contradicting actual Edim. And as I tried to point out, my view yesterday is Edim Achasim L'al Shtar, Kimi Shenech for Edus and Mevezdin. So you're not going to do it, to say the Shtar is Mizuyav, but you could say the Shtar is Parua. The Dayan, if he feels that the needs of MS, the interests of MS, are being subverted by the process, right? That this is the person that takes a Shavua, and I can't be Mahapechet, even though I know that this person is discredited, and we're going to collect with the Shtar that I have very, very good reason to believe is, has already been paid off, etc. Or that, this Pikadon is Eitzel HaYesomim. I really have very good reason to believe that doesn't belong to them. So the Dayan has to do, again, what is MS Belibo, in the Dayan Lamashen of Roos. And if he's coming up against two witnesses, the whole idea of two witnesses, as Rambam said, is Afopishen Yodei B'MS Heiduo V'Sheker. So all that is Me'ikr Hadin. The Rambam quotes from the Rif here, but contra the Radvaz, who says, Kol Eila Devrei HaRif V'Hagaonim, because the Mishnah correctly points out that the Rif didn't say quite all of it, and that becomes a very fascinating discussion. This is the location where the Hagos Maimonios quotes just how important it is for Dayanim l'Yisrachik b'chol yicholtan sheyakablu aleihen ladon din Torah ki ma'od nismatu alavavos. Right, what we're about to see in the Rambam is why Batei Din today do pshara krova ladin, but not actually Din Torah, because, for the Dayan to take this kind of achrayus on his shoulders and to say, kach nirali, kimli, this is really what's going on, is an enormous, enormous responsibility. So halacha beis, kol eilu advarim heinikar adin, avol bishirabu batei dinim, she'enam hagunin, ve'afilu yiyu hagunin b'maseihem. Right? Even if they have the right character, enam chacham karayu balei bina, they don't have this degree of insight and instinct. You need a raya berura. You can't say, neman, alai, who, he, velo yifkamu shtar v'yafsidu cheskaso be'edos isho pasol v'chem b'shar kol adinim lo yidin hadayin b'smichas daito v'lo b'yidyaso k'day shalo yomer kol hadyot v'hedyot libi mami l'divrei zeh v'dati somechas al zeh. There might be a miut, the Rambam is indicating, of batei din that are, capable of doing this, or dayanim that have this instinct, but certainly the rov do not. And when the rov do not, right, to allow this to sit on the books, as it were, would be a very dangerous precedent, because you would have unqualified or incompetent people, who would seek to, apply this themselves. V'chein, this is going to be a critical part, in motzin mina yisom el beraya berura lo bedas adayin velo beumdan hames. Telling, right, that this person wouldn't typically have this kind of a watch, that person would kind of, typically have that kind of watch. Again, in the Rambam, Omer, Mamdin, Ubedin, should say, have a Masunim Badin, Veinu Docha, Eduso, Venosi, Venosin, and Baledin, Machi, Yodul, Devri Ho'ed, O Yasub Shara, Yustalik, Minadin. So the Rambam added two things here at the end. One, which is this case, is not found in the Gaonim, as the Kesef Mishnah notes, the case of the Yesomim, right? The Rambam extrapolated that case, but apparently, the Rif and the Gaonim didn't necessarily feel that this had to be included, that this wasn't, the same degree of responsibility of the Dayan, because after all, the person gave Simani Muvhakim, and it doesn't make any sense for that individual to have it. So it's true, Amotime Chaver Lavaraya, you have a pretty good set of rayos in this case. But the Rambam said, no, a principle is a principle. So if we're no longer going to allow the Dayan this kind of a flexibility to decide, what is Neman and what is not Neman, Alav, so that will go with the rest of them, whether it's a Shtar Parua or Hipo Chashivua. Then the Rambam came back and added a critical caveat to the entire discussion. He says, but nonetheless, you can't straight tack a Dayanim. Right, so even though we don't have this kind of umar adas before, and we're not going to be pogim mishtar, and we're not going to be hapich a shvua, and we're not going to take the pikadon back from the assumption, but we're also not going to disregard this edus. So the Rambam says is that you can't, push the ed off to the side of it, so rather have to, bring it up and say, well, wait a second, this person says that star really is paid off. Or this person says that object is really a pikadon, and you compel them to respond. So you're not simply going to say, well, but this doesn't enter the record. That, absolutely not. So one outcome could potentially be they'll acknowledge the truth of it. Oh, yeah, subshara. They say, okay, fine. So we'll make a pshara. In this case, oh, yistalik min adin, or they'll simply, withdraw. So this is a critical thing. The Rambam is saying that despite the fact that we no longer give the dayanim this kind of latitude, this kind of flexibility, this kind of leeway, the fact of the matter remains that the dayanim, have this enormous responsibility. They can't sort of just proceed with things that they don't think are true and hide behind the system. So what has to happen, in such cases is exactly, what we're discussing, is that they have to bring it up with the Baalei Din and, come to some kind of an agreement, whether it's a pshara, whether they're going to acknowledge in full the Divrei Ha'ed, whether they're going to be mistalik min hadin, whatever it is. But, the Rambam, he giveth and he taketh. On the one hand, he says, look, what's good for the shtar parua and what's good for the hipoch shvua is also going to be true of pikadon etzel yesomim, right? You can't do it, you can't do it. But at the same time, we're not going to straitjacket the dayanim either. And if the dayanim don't feel that something is really the most truthful path forward, even if they can't rule summarily on that basis, that they shouldn't disregard it, and they have to find, b'masa umatan, the best path forward.